Monday, May 22, 2017, Dakota County Board of Equalization at 3 o'clock, Dakota County Board of Commissioners at 3:02.
Oh, I don't know.
What do you do with it, Bill?
Scott Dukin with him.
That's Vegas. Scott's got to his authority.
He probably got it on the nothing on the table.
That's my goal. That's what you're
going to do. Okay. We're going to start with the Board of Equalization. It is 3:03 p.m. We will call to order and start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, and indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Joan, can you call roll?
Kevin?
Here.
Marty?
Here.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott is absent. Tony?
Here.
A current...
I'd like to make a motion to excuse Scott Love for the meeting today.
One second.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott? Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes. The current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. We'll start with the consent agenda and the approval of the minutes from May 8th, 2017.
So moved. Approve the minutes under list.
And I second it.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Okay, we'll move on to new business. Jeff Curry requesting board to approve clerical and omitted property corrections for 2017. Jeff?
All right, guys. I got ahead of myself. That list, I didn't have any roll corrections. It actually is just going to be omitted and clerical. So I can't present them now until after June 1st. So it's going to be like we were last year. The only difference from last year I just did an Excel spreadsheet and we kind of just blessed the whole spreadsheet. But we had a Turk case and I might have been, I don't remember which one it was. And it came back and it said that technically since we didn't hear it individually, I made a change without board approval. So now apparently we have to go through it and we're going to have to go through one at a time on that list. And I'll do it sometime after June 1st now, whenever we'll find out what the first available date is.
Okay.
So we can say sometime today.
And then these people will be notified and have a right to...
I was hoping to do it today because I wanted to do it before change of value notices to eliminate having folks come in on something we're going to fix probably anyway. But I can't do it. So we're going to have to send them a change of value. They're going to have to come in, and then I'm going to have to put them on a list. Okay. It's unfortunate, but that's the statute. Okay.
When do they get mailed?
We'll be printing them starting tomorrow. So they'll be going out towards the latter part of this week.
Okay. About how many do we have?
Right now, it was 5,200 and some. So we should get, so protests this year will be down from last year, but we're still going to get 6 to 12% of those. So I'm thinking 500, roughly, instead of the 970. We're slowly getting it fixed.
Okay.
So there'll be about that many this year.
All right, you're still up, Jeff. Requesting the board to approve, appoint, and set compensation for the use of certified appraisers as referees for property valuation protests.
Oh, I put that on there because I'm not sure how the board wants to handle it. That's up to you guys. But I know the guys we used last year took on another county, so they still had, they put some dates aside for us. But I know you guys will probably want to talk amongst yourselves and figure out how you want to hear them. But I do have that set aside. So I just wanted to just let you guys know we'll be, when the COVs go out after June 1st, the protests will start coming in, and we're going to start, you know, as soon after that as we can, we'll want to start having either meetings with you guys or meetings with referees or however you want to do it. 500 is going to be a lot more manageable than the 970, but it's still more than we're used to. So it's kind of up to you guys how you want to handle that, but I thought we better start talking about it anyway. What you guys want to do.
So how many we do you think we need to hire? Referees or advisors?
If we get in that 500 range, we had 3 guys last year, and I want to say we had 2 or 3 hearings going on at the same time. Didn't we double and ended up triple booking last year? But I think we can set aside enough days. If we have 2 people, and they're going to have to be full days and pretty liberal schedule with them, because I know when they come into the clerk's office, they have to talk to them and try to, everybody's got to match calendars and things like that. So I think the clerk's office is definitely going to want to have a calendar where people can commit to certain days and they can start putting people into, Joan, was it 15 minutes last year? Is that what we gave them, or 10 minutes? I don't remember now.
It was 15, I'm pretty sure.
Was it 15? Whatever we think is good. Yeah, good job, Marty. Yeah. Excellent.
I was there 15 minutes.
Yeah.
That's the one they give, huh?
Yeah, and they can go a lot longer. But, I mean, they try to, you know, once they get to there, hopefully they come. I'm going to put an article in the paper or an ad or a notice letting them know to call me first or stop by and see us at the assessor's office. So if there is a clerical or something there, we can try to catch as much of that as we can before we start getting protests put in. So we'll be writing that this week and getting it in for the following week's paper, just to try to help out.
So do you have somebody in mind for referees?
I know last year we went back and forth a lot. I think we ended up using the tax val company last year. We had somebody, I think we had Mike Wolchek at one time, but then I don't know what happened with Mike. He was going to help us. We talked to Lyle, and Lyle came in and talked to me, and at that time Lyle said he's kind of been out of it a little bit, and he didn't feel comfortable doing it anymore. Doug Helvig is who we've been, and I think Doug helped us last year, too, as well.
Not very many.
We didn't have very many yet. And we have no ag land changes this year either, so I don't anticipate a bunch for ag. I know Doug specializes in ag, but as a certified general, I believe, appraiser, he could probably hear other stuff, too. I'd have to talk to him and see if he... I know he primarily just likes to do ag, but he may be able to help us with other stuff.
Okay.
But you haven't talked to Lyle about this year at all?
I haven't seen Lyle, no. Well, I saw him once, but we didn't talk about that. Catfishing.
Maybe nice to give him a call and find out if he's interested on it, you know, because we'd like to have somebody locally here. It'd be good.
If I see him, I can mention it to him again. Yeah, we can try to find him.
Well, that's our job for the consensus.
What was his reason last year?
Well, he just doesn't do it anymore. I mean, he has a broker's license, and he says, you know, for a friend or something, he might sell something, but he says he's just not in.
So he was not interested in that?
No, because he's not in tune with the market anymore. He just said he just doesn't deal. He was in a while back for a friend, and he couldn't believe the price of stuff was selling for. He kept pulling $100,000 sales out on stuff we're used to seeing at 60, and he's like, you're shaking his head.
Yeah, because he's a trusted guy, you know. He's a real estate agent, you know. He knows about the price laws, and so he's
could be he's local.
Yeah.
And maybe Mike, like I said, you guys had Mike, and I'm not sure what Mike was saying, but, you know, it's up to you guys.
So we can wait on that?
Yeah, I mean, you can kind of think about who you guys would want to hire, or if you want to hire, you know, it's kind of... you guys will get a referee, and we'll give them information and work with them. But you know, we kind of leave them alone to do their. You know, so sure. We're out of. It's like we had our shot. We either screwed it up or we didn't.
I think we need to go that way again. It's.
You know, if we had a smaller number, maybe not. But like I said, the 5,200 going out is 6 to 12%. It's about what we're going to get.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. Referees, we can decide it later on ourselves. No?
Yeah.
We will. Okay.
It has to be done.
Yeah.
As soon as possible.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking.
I know.
We're talking hearings already in a week or two.
So, we need to.
It will have to be done at the next board meeting if you wait that long. If you don't do it today.
Because I don't. Let me see. I don't even know where we at. We got. So if we start mailing at the end of this week, folks will start coming in.
I know. We won't even be able to set anybody up if they come in on June 1st.
Yeah. Because I know
it really would be nice to get it done today.
These dates here
are for tax valuation.
Okay.
Oh, did they send an email of dates? They gave me a sticky or something at one point. I just said I'd talk to you guys.
The sooner you get it out, the better off we are. You know, to get it.
As soon as we can get somebody down and have them sit down and fill a calendar out with us.
If they come in on June 1st, it would be nice to sign them a date and a time.
Yeah.
When they come in, instead of trying to contact them again.
Yeah, send them out a letter.
Last year, did you set up a list of possible, appraisers and stuff like that? And then we looked at it.
He had some recommendations last year.
We started with our same guys last year. It was Doug and Lyle.
Didn't Pat turn it down?
And then Mike turned us down.
Yeah.
And then we got TaxFile to come in and do it at the end there. Kind of a last minute deal, and they were able to. I know this. Like I said, they just picked up Buffalo County, and they get 5,000 protests. So that's why I think they sent some dates just to let us know if we need them, they can give us appraisers, licensed appraisers on those days. And then if they don't, they kind of wanted me to get back to them so they could schedule out. I know they do Lancaster, Sarpy. They work in a lot of different counties for protest hearings.
Is that what this is, the things that they can?
Could you get us a list of recommendations that we can take a look at? And then
I don't know if I'd be the right guy. The ones that I know, we've already kind of talked about. The only other group that I don't know if anybody's tried to talk to, and with the fee world right now, as busy as they are, there's a group over in Sioux City. Rosno's own it. I can't think of the name. Sioux City Appraisal. They just switched their name not too long ago. But I think we might have even tried them last year, too. And I think they just didn't have time.
Too late.
They didn't have time for us.
You guys can act as your own. You don't have to do referees.
Yeah.
It's better.
I mean, Marty might be qualified. He'd be. I sure wouldn't be. I mean, I don't know how you could possibly do that.
Ourselves?
Yeah.
Is it commercial this year?
Yeah, and this year we're going to start. So we're going to want at least one CG because there's 250 or so commercial properties that have gone up and some commercial land. Kind of in. The state wanted us to roll the initial project out this year. Next year will be all 900 are going to go.
What about
next year? Will be really important to make sure we have somebody in line.
What about their hourly rates or anything? Have you got all that? I mean,
before my contract with them, when I've worked with all these, it's always been 75. But I thought you guys were at 100 last year. I don't know.
Remember.
Does that ring a bell, Joan?
I can. It was 80, but.
Or maybe it was 80.
It was $80 last year.
Was it 80?
Yeah.
We paid 75 for a very long time in the past, but.
I'm pretty sure it was $80. I remember the number for some reason. Okay.
So, Joan, if we have those people available on those days, and that was the people that did last year. Were we happy with what they did last year? Well, then, is there anything wrong with just saying let's accept those days and move forward?
Appoint them as referees is what you.
Yeah, I'd make a motion that we would use the referees that we did last year.
Tax valuation.
The tax valuation referees and the dates that they forwarded to us to use those dates so we can start scheduling hearings as soon as people start coming in with their questions.
At $80 an hour.
At $80 an hour.
And I can call them. I don't have any of the owners here. I have a couple guys that work for them, but I can call one of the owners and find out, see where they're at for you.
The price.
But if that's, I'll just give them the price if that's what you guys want.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Well, if there was another, am I still up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're
not dead
going
yet.
Escape.
Yeah, discuss and set dates for the Board of Equalization to meet in June and July to review and accept referees' recommendation or set their own value on property evaluations.
Yeah, so we'll need to...
They're available June 14, 15, 16.
For hearings, you have to get through...
You could start early on the 19th. And
maybe in June.
That's already a meeting date.
On the 19th.
That might work, because we're going to get the initial wave up front.
Plus
then
sure.
We slow down,
yeah,
and then that last couple of weeks is
right.
When everything comes in.
Yeah, we just want to get started right away.
So if we can knock out that first wave, so as we're waiting for is the back end, mm-hmm. Probably put us ahead in July.
19th would be good.
Yeah, I think so.
Give us a couple hours that day, or what do you think? Or all day? Or
I think for that first one, if we just, because the first wave comes in, I think if we give ourselves, with our system now, if we'd like a half a day, 4 hours to be safe.
Okay.
And if we get done early, we get done early.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Because now I think Joan has them all online. We can put them on the screen. And last year we had too much paper that was confusing everybody, so we're going to end all the different copies. So you're going to have a referee report, you know, the sales comps or the equalization comps, and that's it. That we can make a decision. And then whatever Joan puts in from the taxpayer on the screen.
Start at 9 o'clock the 19th.
That works good.
Yeah. That sounds good.
And we can wait and set another date at that meeting?
Right.
Or
yeah, let's do that.
Then we'll have a feel for what's come in the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
That should get us going anyway.
I move to...
There's no motion.
We don't need...
Is there?
No, because there's only days.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Good enough. Thanks, Jeff.
All right.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. Okay, next up is mail and or emergency business. There, okay. Public comment, we'll go to Leon Jessen to discuss 2017 assessed values on agricultural land in general.
Afternoon,
how are you?
Oh. If I could, I'd like to hand, and maybe you've all seen this, I spent some time looking at the property assessment division of Nebraska Farm Road, who puts out a report. I know what they do is they do a report. This would have been, they do a 3-year study and look back 3 years, and all they're doing is trying to test whether or not you guys are doing a good job in properly assessing while not pulling ag land. I'm dealing with ag land. There's issues. You have, as you guys all know, residential and commercial. And I've been talking to Jeff, and I've also been talking to Russ, who is a field representative out of the state, about what the rules are. If you look at the regulations, the county board of equalization, the county assessor, and the county board of equalization is, I guess the word is used, is to, one of the purposes is to achieve uniformity in proportionate assessment of real estate. So, and based on the report that the state put out and the property tax division of the Department of Revenue, Nebraska Department of Revenue, and the Tax Equalization and Review Commission, they look at that report, and the Property Tax Assessment Division felt that the study they did came up, that the tests were reasonably correct to reflect what was happening. The Tax Equalization and Review Commission basically accepted that report. So everybody can argue, say, well, this isn't a true sample. Well, it's the best one out there, and it's the only one out there. And my whole purpose of this is, if you see the highlight, is and that talking about uniformity deals not only by class, but by subclass. Ag is a subclass. And then you, in this county, we have two subclasses, Market Area 1, Market Area 2. Market Area 1 is basically the bottom land. Market Area 2 is the hill land. And my whole point of this, if everybody was getting taxed at the same level, it wouldn't matter, because your taxes are really whatever you set your budget at, and then you use the value to come up with your levy rate. Well, if one subclass is getting taxed at 80% of the value, and the other class is getting taxed at 69% of the value, we don't have a fair payment of taxes going on. And I'm trying to point out, I think you've got a problem between Market Area 1 and Market Area 2. Now, I also understand from talking to the state that there's really not much you could do today. You couldn't vote today to drop it from by 7.5%. What's going to happen, and maybe what I want is going to ask you to happen, is once, assuming you have protests, and if you get those protests are showing you the same results here, you can go to the State Tax and Equalization Commission and ask them permission to drop class Market Area 1 by some percentage point. Now, they don't have to go along with that, but you, in order for you to do that, you would have to show that the protests that were coming in with proper documentation shows that there truly is a misrepresentation of values within the classes or subclasses. And I'm trying to open up your mind to the thought of potentially doing that. Now, maybe Jeff was kind enough to print me out a report of the sales so far in Market Area 1. And when I see in Market Area 1, one sale came out where the assessed value was 65.25% of the sales, and the other was at 75.87%. So I'm not seeing, so far this year, quite the distortion that the Friday average showed. I will tell you, though, that Jeff has told me they're going to leave the value the same. If you, University of Nebraska of Lincoln, put out a study that Northeast Nebraska land dropped by 3% in 2000. They do it for a 12-month period ending in February 1st of 2016. It had dropped 3%. They're projecting for February 1st, 2017 to drop 10%. The one item I want to point out on that is a little bit, I think you're going to have a problem next year on that report. Your actual value tested in total, the class as a whole, was 73%. Now, if you notice, at the bottom there, it says total for all study years. The median percent, and that's what they use, is the median percentage. Does anybody know what that means? That's a middle percentage. And Jeff did point out there was a real high percentage in the 2000 study year ended September 31st, 2016, and that was in Market Area 1. I don't know that that affected that 81% a whole lot, because the median percent is not an average. It's the middle percentage. And so you also had a 58% was a minimum. So if you take out the bottom, take out the top, you're still coming back to 81%, because it doesn't change that median percentage. You just got to, you know, I'm not talking about anybody in particular, and that doesn't mean that you aren't overvaluing certain farms in Market Area 2. I don't know that. But this is just the study they've done based on sales that happened in that three-year period. But what I also want to get to, you were, they said 73. You really were, they round, 73.42. You were within a percent and a half of, at the maximum, 75%. If you blow over that, you will get a report. And you can see that the lower percentages were the third year back. You're going to drop that off, and we're going to add higher percentages this year. You're quite likely, and I think Jeff even agreed, and talked to Russ at the state level, you're probably going to blow over that percentage if you don't do something this year in that report. It's highly likely, with proper values going down, if you don't drop the assessment. And I understand you can't do that today. You can't even do it before the notices go out if you had time, because you've done so, you know, the time frame for doing that is already gone. The only way to drop it is, and we'll see what those, I'll be interesting how those protests come and what those percentages show. But if you get half a dozen showing that your the actual value is 6,000 and you're assessing at 5, you're over assessing. And if you get enough of those, I think you ought to be willing to go to the State Tax Equalization Review Commission and ask them to allow you to drop. You got to do that by July 26th if you're going to do it. So I'm trying to get you to, and I don't know how many of you actually seen this disparity, but that's a pretty good disparity. You would have to drop that by the area, I figured it out, you would have to drop area, market area 1 by 7.5% to get them down to 75%. You know, a lot of people like to see a decrease of their share of the taxes. I understand the total tax being levied ain't going to change. It's just who's paying what portion of that. And it looks like from what this report is showing me, and I'm probably offending the people that are in the non-low-lying land, the hill around, versus other, they're probably going to be mad at me for saying this. And I'm not even saying you raise theirs. I'm just saying you drop the other to try to get it more equal. Even if you dropped them by 7.5%, you're at 75% versus 69%, but or 68. At least now we're getting them a little closer. We got a large disparity going on here, in my opinion. So, I guess I don't. So I'm not really asking for anything today. Yeah, I'm just kind of trying to get your mindset to what I'm thinking and to actually consider that. And the advantage, if somebody comes in protest, we'll just drop theirs. But I'm trying to say, well, that's not quite fair either. Because if you get that bottom area, and say six people come in and it shows that, well, if you only change it for those six, then you're hurting all the other that didn't come in. And that's why I say go to the tax equalization. Say, we just drop the whole class. We were obviously wrong. Just drop the whole class. But to get that done, you have to go to the tax, state tax. So that's my speech for today.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, thank you for your time. And this, like you said, there's nothing we can do today, but let's get great information.
Yeah, I just give you the information.
Thank you.
Give you a mindset, and maybe those protests, well, maybe they won't come in. But
hope not.
That's probably not likely, Tony. I don't know what they're going to show. But I also think you should be a little more willing to listen to, hey, what land's own value, because state study shows they might be right.
Yeah. Interesting.
Thanks, right.
Thank you, Leon.
Thank you. Okay. Do we have any other public comment? On Board of Equalization. All right. Another public comment will be adjourned for the Board of Equalization at 3:32.
Okay, I'll call the Board of Commissioners meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Scott is absent. Tony?
Here.
Kevin?
Here.
Marty?
Here.
Biff?
Yes.
Yes, Scott, from today's meeting. That's my motion.
Second.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, a current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Consent agenda items. Scott had gone through most of the accounts payable claims. I finished them up today. I think Scott did them last Friday. I've been through all the payroll claims. Everything looks in order. So with that, I'll need a motion. There are no officials' reports.
Yep.
Oh, there is. I don't have them yet. Okay, with that, we'll have the approval of the previous minutes, May 8th. Payroll claims, account payable claims, and the officials' reports.
I'll make a motion to accept those four items.
Seconded.
Second.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Okay, new business. Public hearing for the purpose of hearing support, opposition, criticism, or suggestions or observations of taxpayers relating to the amending of the Road Department Fund 300 budget by increasing the budget by $200,000 due to unforeseen circumstances. Actual expenditures for the current fiscal year will exceed budgeted expenditures unless the current fiscal year budget of expenditures is revised. So, by that, almost all of this $200,000 is in our gravel budget. Last year, I wasn't on the budget committee last year, but I know they decreased the gravel budget. You help me out here if I'm wrong, Fred, but I think they decreased the gravel budget thinking that we could get by, and we didn't. We are way over gravel budget, obviously, but with that, you know, and I don't know if there's any one. You know, we get calls. Fred gets calls every day for gravel. He follows up, brings some gravel. Everybody's happy. You know, I've said it 100 times. There's nothing here that money won't fix. Can we decrease it next year by $200,000? I can't say we can. I think the roads are in awfully good shape right now. With that, probably part of that reason is because we put this much gravel out. We did have a winter with very little frost. I think Fred hauled gravel all winter, probably almost daily, didn't you? You know, normally we have a frost first week of December, and we don't have thawing till March. I think this year, I think he hauled gravel all winter. That probably added to this. Now, whether or not that'll mean less gravel hauled this summer, I can't answer that. But with that, I guess, you know, the gravel's out there. It's there. You know, looking back, probably we shouldn't have decreased our budget. And we, you know, if we'd left it where it was at, we wouldn't be doing this today. Obviously, we thought we could get by with less, but we couldn't. So that's why we're on the agenda today. So, yeah, with that, I'll hear hearing them support.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Before you go on? Okay.
Are you to support the...
I'm just here to ask some questions first.
Okay.
My name's Lou Franco. Okay, so what's the current budget today, do you know, for the road?
I don't have it with me. Joan does, I'm sure. You want just the gravel budget or the total budget?
Aren't you getting the budget change, the $200,000 for...
The road,
the whole
budget for
road committee, and not just the gravel,
will be increased by $200,000 to $2,122,764.23. That's with the $200,000. So subtract the $200,000 from that to get this current budget, which I didn't bring with me.
Okay. Okay, so, but you're saying, though, for this current fiscal year, you had dropped the budget from the previous year, correct?
The gravel budget. Like I say, I went on the budget committee. I know they had, I think Fred turns in his recommendation. From that recommendation to what was actually accepted was dropped.
Do you know by how much?
It was lowered. No, I was not on the budget committee last year. I know it was lowered. I don't know if it was lowered the full 200,000 or not.
Did you know, Fred, offhand?
The deal was, my gravel budget was set. It was lowered by 200,000
okay.
to make our budget work.
Just the gravel?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And it was also said that if we went over, we would amend the budget.
Right.
And that's where we're at.
That's where we're at right now.
Okay, so basically what you're trying to do now is just make up the difference from the previous year for this year, right? If you decreased it 200,000 for this fiscal year.
When my budget was adopted, it was decreased by 200,000.
For this fiscal year.
For this year.
Gotcha.
For this year.
Okay,
right,
gotcha.
Right now.
Okay. Okay, well, I guess, you know, if there's bills out there, you know, for the budget, they have to be paid.
Sure.
You know, for this year. So I mean, to oppose it really wouldn't make sense if the bills have to be paid for our county.
Right.
I mean, that's, of course, my opinion. So those are just the questions I had. Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Thanks, Lou.
Mm-hmm. Oh, one other thing, can I ask? So, and now in saying that, most likely the budget will for the next fiscal year could be with the 200,000 added on, but that probably won't change.
Myself, I'm on the budget committee this year. I would just soon add it in and not use it instead of doing what we're doing here today.
Right. Okay, that was my question. Okay.
Just
okay.
Because it's under doesn't mean we have to use it. But at the same time, if somebody calls and wants gravel, we can't say, well, we don't have any gravel.
Right. Okay.
The life goes on.
Okay. Understand. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to speak during the public hearing in support of increasing at 200,000? Anybody in opposition of increasing the road fund by 200,000? Anybody neutral? If not, I will close the public hearing and we'll go on to item B. Approve resolution 17C-007 to appropriate transfer of funds for over expended road budget in the amount of $200,000.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution
17C-007.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Okay. Sheree Connolly, Dakota Thurston County Fair Board, requesting county board approval to temporarily close a portion of Stable Drive for the safety of those attending the fair held on Wednesday, August 2nd to Sunday, August 6th, and to request permission to use Dakota County Road Department barricades to close that portion of Stable Drive. Hi.
Hi.
We did this last year, didn't we?
You did.
Yeah.
You did.
Just pay your name for the records.
No, I wouldn't. On behalf of Dakota County Fair. No, we are, like it just said in the agenda, that we're requesting it to be closed. It's actually a day earlier than we did last year. Wednesday is the Little Prince and Princess contest, and we have a lot of people come out there for that with their little kids and stuff, so we thought maybe closing it that day would be beneficial as well. And then Thursday we have our livestock shows, the parade, the free barbecue, and the travel. Friday is our livestock shows and rodeo, and Saturday's Kids Day, mud volleyball, demo derby, and rodeo. And then Sunday is our livestock judging, bonus auction, and this year we've added a Mexican-style bull riding that afternoon. So
can I ride in a bull?
There you go.
Well, I wouldn't recommend it. From what I've seen. And I was just going to let you guys know, too, that our air conditioning project that we came to the board for, it's underway. We have 4 slabs of concrete poured. The NPPD is out there getting the power run to the building, so we plan on having AC in there by July 1st.
Good deal.
Boy, wonderful.
Yeah, doing a good job.
Yeah.
So, you know, we did this before, and we've never heard anything negative from neighbors out there closing up for a week. You know, it's never been an issue.
And we never had a complaint about it.
The road department let us use some of their barricades to help us close the road down, too. So if we could do that again.
I didn't hear any problems from you.
I don't remember giving it points.
Chris, do you want to say something?
No, I just said one person.
Oh, one person? Okay. That's not bad.
It was Fred, so.
Yeah, we'll need a motion.
Well, my motion is to give the Thurston County County Fair permission to close the stable drive for safety on August 2nd to Sunday, August 6th. So that's my motion.
I'd second that.
Second.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work. Okay, miscellaneous. Fred Kellogg, Highway Superintendent Road Report. You should have a copy in front of you.
May 6th to May 20th, 209 total road maintenance hours, 3 hours of tree and debris removal, bridge maintenance, 18 and a half, project 64 hours, that's on Lynch Avenue, garbage pickup, 3 hours, blacktopping, 76, mowing, 20, magnet, 2 hours, gravel haul, 1,750 tons, signs and barricade, 26 hours. Road concerns, gravel, Inwood, S Avenue, and Pigeon Avenue, grading, F Avenue, hard surface, potholes, Nixon Path. We did a few other areas of the county also while we were out.
I saw there in, where I did request out there, and Tompkins made a big difference.
Yeah. Questions coming over last Thursday, coming in town on both sides of the going towards town, coming in town looking real good. Thank you. Any questions for Fred? All right.
Thanks, Fred.
Thanks,
Fred.
Thank you. Thanks, Freddie.
Sheriff Kleinberg jail report. That was in your packet, I think.
I don't know which report you guys got. There's actually two of them.
May 8th, 2017?
Yeah, that's for the month, but Mark's back now, so he cleaned up. He fixed it. So I don't know if he sent you a newer one. May 22nd. Is that the one it says
this
on there?
This is dated May 8th.
Yeah, this is just a little bit different. He just added a couple things. Nothing's much changed on the basic numbers.
You can explain this from there.
So I'll make a copy and give it to you later.
Okay.
But so we're down a lot of inmates. We're down to 91 as of this morning. That's a good thing, and that's why we're catching up in the budget here. But we're averaging about, for the month of April, about 90. 8,400 from Marshall's, ICE was 9,800, and Fed's 18,600. So far this fiscal year, 68,848 and out of county federal, that's just federal funds, which is pretty minuscule compared to what it was a couple years ago. Like I said, we are down this month for the month of April as far as what we're spending, so we cut that about 10% out of the budget as far as being over. I think we'll be able to make up this percentage. Now, there's a couple questions I have that I haven't got a straight answer on. Number one, our gentleman that we're housing down at the state, Kim might be able to help me with this.
Probably not.
Was a minimus. He went to the judge ordered him to the state.
So that was costing us $14,000 or so a month. That was putting us over because of his medical needs. So the other day I get a call and he had busted his hand, needed emergency surgery. But I don't think he's in our custody anymore.
I don't know which one you're talking about.
I'm talking about Cerber. So in the last court hearing, so we'll see. We haven't got a bill. So we're thinking that maybe he's in state custody now.
Good.
That's a good thing. That'll save us a lot on this budget because that was costing us quite a bit of money. Also with the jail, we lost our bonds person. She is done in a couple weeks and she's going over to Woodbury County Sheriff's Office. So I'm not replacing that position. I'm going to use my jail lieutenant, and I'm going to put her in that position with help from Todd, the deputy that works the court system, and Randy. I think we won't have to, I don't know, we'll see how it goes. A lot of people on bond, and it's pretty busy work. And with Brenda being in court and doing bond, we'll just see how it goes. But, you know, if we can streamline some of the jobs, and that's one less personnel we have to worry about in the new budget year, right?
It's much appreciated.
Hey, Marty, I'm all for it. If we can cut people out and I don't have people dying and getting beat up, we're good. I don't know. I could read some more off this, but you guys can read the report. And I'll make copies of this. I think the only thing that was different was the... I think we got a couple more federal guys in, so it changed that number a little bit. So this one's accurate. So without droning on, I have some product from the new software that we've installed. Now, you've seen one of these reports, and I'm going to tell you right now that these reports, we was going over them this morning, and they're not accurate because we've only had it 2 weeks we've been running it. So all the jailers in their spare time in the evenings and weekends are taking all the stuff out of the old software and entering all that into the new. So as we keep building this database, it's going to give us some really neat numbers. I mean, it's going to tell us, now, I don't know, did Bill ever get that one I gave you, Joan?
Yeah, thank you.
There's some in here that just blow your mind what it tells you. Days that are in here, days, prior sentence, pre-sentence, just multiple different bits of information we can get on who our prisoners are, why they're in here, how long they're in here, average time, from skin color to age to sex to so, and we could never do that before. Yeah, I think it'll give us a lot better picture of what's going on in the county and in our jail. Right?
Sure.
Anyway.
You know, I've been looking at these reports for 10 years, and historically, this time of year, the numbers of county inmates go up instead of going down. I don't know what's going on.
I think that's an effort from the county attorney's office. You know, the courts, everybody's doing everything they can.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Great. Has the new commissary thing and the new medical thing, have they been working out well for you?
As long as you didn't say commissary. The advanced medical is phenomenal. The things that they can do, of course, we haven't replaced that full-time nurse. We're running on one nurse.
Yeah.
Jennifer starts her phlebotomy class this week. So that gives her the ability to do blood draws, state license to do blood draws and that. So that's going to greatly help us here in a couple of weeks, so we'll be able to do that right here in the jail. The sergeants on the shifts are doing a lot better with advance because they gave them more tools to know what to do in these situations. And, of course, Jennifer's still on call, as well as I, as well as the rest of these guys. So has it helped? Yes, greatly. When we start seeing cost savings, we are now. It's not showing it in the budget because some other things that came up. But I think next year when we get all these numbers in line, you're going to see a substantial cost savings as far as our medical. Commissary. So we had Trinity. That's who we went to when they installed all this new equipment. We boosted it up from 6% revenue to 19% revenue. I was really looking forward to that. But guess what happened a month after we got Trinity? They were bought by another company.
that is the company we got away from. So we're right back in the same boat. We're still getting the revenue. That's not an issue. But the problem is, they're horrible. That's why we left them last time. So I've got a couple of people I'm calling. They insisted that it worked with our new SunGuard software. It doesn't. We can't get a call back from them to answer us. This is a nationwide company. This is a huge company. Probably 30% of the stuff that's ordered isn't being filled because they're out. Just multiple things. Our kiosks keep crashing and going down, not working. So,
sorry I asked.
Yeah, I know it. You just had to say that. That's been bothering. That's anyway, there is no contract, so I told him when we got it, my staff starts complaining about it, you're out. So I told him again that last week. Now that lady won't come in no more because she said I slammed the table. But that's not
can't believe that.
So, like, anything else?
Yeah, one thing. My guys that are hazmat endorsed on their CDL had to go to them off for fingerprinting. How come we can't do that here?
What? I don't know.
Can you?
Does a DMV require you to go to Omaha to get fingerprinted?
That's the closest place, they tell me. It's on Dodge Street in Omaha.
Well, I can sure check it out.
It's annually, and there's got to be a lot of them in Dakota County.
If the state is requiring that? But, I mean, we do them here for teachers. We do them here for liquor licenses. We do them here for
concealed carry permit too, you know. Can you check on that?
I sure can. Great. If I remember.
I think it is. Oh, you'll remember.
Really? What's the address in Omaha?
Oh, it's on Dodge Street. I can't. I've got
what's it for?
Was it the sheriff's office? Or?
No, it's not sheriff's. It's part of the DMV down there. It must be.
It very well could be.
CDL hazmat endorsement, and it's annually.
Could be something that the state wants you to go one place.
It might be. It's a lot of travel.
I want her to check
for fingerprints.
Yeah.
We got an APIS machine.
Yeah, so it would transfer to wherever you needed it.
Yeah, that goes digital.
Okay. And there's a charge down there. I can't remember how much it is.
Just hit the nail right on the head.
They don't want you and I to have
there's
that.
There's money involved.
Exactly. All right.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Good report.
Thanks, sir.
Keep it up to good numbers.
Commissioner, committee reports. Are there any? Mail and emergency business. No public comment. Oh, there is one. Okay.
You trying to buy that?
No. Not at all.
Name Larry Elvin Issues. Thank you for your time. Wiggle Creek Road. The culvert. Remember when I talked to you the other day about the barricade and such? Well, I was back down last week. One of my tours, and somebody did come through with a big tractor and move the south barricade around, turned it around. And you can see his tire tracks where the barricade was, but he didn't move the one to the north. And then prior to getting to that creek crossing from the north, the first culvert in that valley, the road is sunk, which would indicate to me that it's maybe collapsing or water's getting around it and washing out underneath the roadbed. Now, I guess it's really none of my business if it falls in, but I'm thinking more on a safety issue. You know, somebody, I don't think there's any school buses go that way. I don't believe, but I guess I was wondering if there's a plan to even do anything with that area.
How big a tube is that, Fred?
How big is it? It is, I think it's right around about a 4 footer.
Ooh.
It's not a small culvert. What we have problems with is it's not long enough. The reason it is going down, like Mr. Albanish says, is when it was backfilled, they dumped concrete in it. And the concrete is settled and keeps going down. We need to make it longer. We do have plans to dig it up and put an extension on it and repack it and do it. We've had problems with it before.
It's got a lot of springs right in there.
Yeah.
Underneath. that's taken the road bed away and the rock away, the broken concrete.
Well, it should be easy to look through it and see if it's starting to collapse.
That one is sinking. Yeah, that one is the south, the west half of it. There's a dip in the road. It may not feel too good right now because the motor grader come in and kind of filled some of it. You can still tell when you drive across it.
Okay.
So, and it has never been that way before, so I got a feeling it's been there 100 years and maybe rusted out.
Could be.
And maybe the water's getting in around the outside of it and taking the dirt away. And like I said, it's, you know, whatever. But the bridges, I saw on the paper we're going to build a $400,000 bridge. Which bridge is that? Is that Charlie Nelson's?
That'd be the one on, we call it Crooker Bridge, right?
Where do you say it? Again, I didn't hear what you said.
The one that's in the paper, the bridge that's in the paper, that Olson's working on, RJ Hill.
Oh, that is the Rosie Crooker Bridge?
Rosie Crooker.
Yes, on 200.
Is that really, you need a three-span bridge in there?
A what?
Three-span.
No, it's going to be a pre...
It says in the paper a three-span, I thought it was.
It's going to be all prefab is what it's going to be.
Concrete, and then, how much does it cost to grade a county mile road? A mile of county road?
A lot of variables there.
On average, though. Well, how much does it cost you an hour then for a motor grader to go out and grade a mile road?
How much per hour did you say, Larry?
Yeah.
We have it. The way the state averages is out for our annual report, it's right around $70 to $75 an hour. That's even the wages of the operator is not in there. But when we did it for like FEMA, when we had that, that's where we were about at, is $75 an hour. They paid us $125, but in our annual report, we average it out to about $75 an hour.
Less the wage and the...
No, it's not the wage.
Not the wage, yes, but...
That's
right.
Like
the
fuel
to run
the BC
about 100
an hour
with a man. Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. But so if you grade, you said once 4 miles a day, and it's $100 an hour, it's 200 a mile. Something to that effect, or if you got 4 miles a day, 8 hour a day. Yeah. Okay. How much is our county insured for liability? How many? Are we self-insured, or do we actually have insurance
through NIRMA?
NIRMA, yeah.
And what's the limits on that?
I can't answer that.
A million?
Oh, it'd be more than that.
2 million? 5? 10 million?
We can find out here.
It don't matter, I guess. I just thought maybe it was...
You going to sue us?
No. No, but I was just thinking about some of the hazards in the county.
No, I know.
Hazards in the county, if a school bus would go up in a bank and burn up some kids or something, you know, it'd take a lot of millions to correct that problem. You know, in particular, we were just talking about that crossing, that creek crossing on Weaver, you know. Because I don't think a school bus goes there. I've never seen one. But I mean, it's just a thought. And I didn't know because a comment was made also in Lux's Great M Avenue. You know, there was a comment by Scott that said, oh, man, he best be out there. He may not have no insurance. Well, he hauled rock for Burlington, Northern Santa Fe. It's owned by Buffett. And when you work for Buffett, you got to have $10 million in insurance. See? So,
the difference,
I'm sure he's got insurance.
You know, yeah, the difference is he's not authorized to be blading out of roads. I mean, that obviously.
Maybe he didn't like the way it was.
Well,
if the state don't maintain their road ditches and stuff, you know, the public's got the right to go in and take care of it. So I wonder if that's the same with the county. I'm in trouble because I graded sawmill Sunday, so I got tired of the potholes.
I think M's been in good shape. I don't know. I just heard he was blading out there. I've never seen him or anything, and I don't know that for a fact. But
yeah, he's doing a pretty good job, actually. He should go out there every Friday at noon is what he should do, and then that way all the cambers and the horse trailers can get up that hill without them deals, you know.
A lot of traffic.
Yeah, but anyway, Fiddler Creek Road. There was a traffic road count, obviously being conducted. What did they come up with?
I don't know. The state did that, didn't they, Fred? There was one on that road north of me, too.
State puts them out yearly on different roads in the county.
I suppose we could get a count.
Why do they do that?
Take traffic counts.
For what reason?
So they know how much traffic are on our roads.
To make sure that 300 cars go back and forth every day on that road.
You're seeing how many times you're out there.
I think so. Yeah, I got to quit driving on that thing.
Hitting with a hammer.
I'm going to stay on sawmill, even though it is rough. The budget. It was about a year ago I asked Scott what the percentage of the budget the county got for road maintenance, take care of the roads and the rock, and he told me it was under 5%, like 4.5%, but if we're talking about 2.1 million, we're well over 4%. It'd be more like above 10%. So how could he be not more accurate than that?
Come back in 2 weeks and ask him.
Be a question for him.
That's a long vacation. I only got 3 days off. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Larry.
Any other public comment? If not, we're adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Great job.
Can I drive around the stairs? Because if they have three barbecues, I'd probably make the loops on the